Writer Frank Conroy has died at the age of 69. Conroy's memoir, Stop Time, came out in 1967, the story of his troubled youth in Brooklyn. Later books include the novel Body and Soul and a collection of essays, Dogs Bark, But the Caravan Rolls On. In 1993, he talked about how he wrote on WHYY's Fresh Air.
I write in bed. I always have, ever since the beginning. I put up pillows behind my back, and, you know, I put the legal pad across my knees and write. And it's funny. I mean, I really need to do that. Do everything to sort of minimize your physical awareness of your body while you enter the dream of the work, you know, and you're concentrating very intensely. And, you see pictures and you hear sounds and smell smells and you're doing all of this. And your body seems to have nothing to do with it.
Among writers, Conroy was well known as the longtime director of the prestigious Iowa Writers' Workshop. Chris Offutt was in Frank Conroy's first class in Iowa back in 1988 and later joined the faculty there himself. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about Frank Conroy as a teacher?
Frank was a great teacher. He was the best teacher I ever had. Frank emphasized clarity of the line over any other quality. Next would be meaning and sense. And he would go through manuscripts line by line and discuss them.
Hmm. I've read that he could be a blisteringly tough critic.
Well, Frank was he was tough on literature. He was never tough on the individual. And I think that when you walked into his classroom, regardless of the relationship you might have with Frank outside of the classroom, very convivial. Frank loved to laugh and was fun. Once we walked into the classroom environment, he separated everything and looked only at the words on paper.
We mentioned that Stop Time came out in 1967. Mm-hmm. It took him almost 20 years to publish his next book. Did he talk to you about the gaps in between?
He did, and he told me that people wanted him to publish more and he wanted to work at his own pace. And I was a huge fan of Stop Time, and it influenced me greatly. I had read that book three times by the age of 26, and when I told Frank that, he said, well, that was how old I was when I wrote it. So it sort of inspired my courage to write about my own life.
We haven't talked about something else that I guess was very dear to his heart, and that was jazz piano.
Frank was never happier than when he was playing the piano, and he would play it. It didn't matter the condition of the piano. He would be in a place where there'd be an old beat-up piano that had been moved around all over town, and Frank would sit down and play and smile and laugh and play and play, and he would just become a languid, joyful person when he played piano.
I was just reading something that he wrote about writing in one of the essays in Dogs Bark, But the Caravan Rolls On. He said, "We work to be ready for the lightning when it comes, to be worthy of it, to be able to handle it, rather than be destroyed by it. Success has ruined more writers than failure."
Well, I don't think it ruined Frank. I think Frank was a great writer and was a great teacher. And a success for a writer is having a good day's work on the page. And that's something else I learned from Frank is, you know, you can measure your success by against yourself.
Chris Offutt, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Writer Chris Offutt, remembering his friend and colleague Frank Conroy, who died today at his home in Iowa City. Conroy was 69 and had colon cancer. In a recent documentary called Stone Reader, Conroy talked about the active pleasures of reading.
You enter worlds that you couldn't possibly enter in any other way. You feel the pressure of another human soul on the other side of the book. And that makes you feel less alone and less trapped in your body and less isolated. You feel that you are the brother of the author and the two of you are working together. It's a very profound, moving experience. It's almost spiritual.
Writer and teacher Frank Conroy, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.